The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
To look back at significant events that happened on this date in history. On the 19th of July in 1799, the Rosetta Stone, a tablet with hieroglyphic translations into Greek, was found in Egypt. In 1870, France declared war on Prussia.
On July 19th, 1870, the North German Confederation's parliament meets in Berlin for an emergency session about the imminent war. King Wilhelm I opens the session with defiance. Following the example of our fathers, we will fight for our freedom and for our righteousness against the violence of foreign conquerors. And in this struggle, in which we pursue no other goal than to permanently secure the peace of Europe, God will be with us, as he was with our fathers. At 2 p.m., the French declaration of war arrives. The Imperial French government accuses Prussia of trying to upset the balance of power in Europe by putting one of its own on the Spanish throne, and of insulting its honor with the Ems dispatch. The result is war. Emotions are running high in Prussia, not least because July 19th is the 60th anniversary of the death of King Wilhelm's mother, Louise, who enjoys cult-like reverence in the kingdom.
On this day in 1900, during the Paris World Fair, the first line of the Paris Metro, Port Maillot to Port de Vincennes, was inaugurated. And the entrances to the stations were designed in Art Nouveau style and still can be seen to this day. On this day in 1903, Maurice Garin won the first Tour de France. In 1919, the Cenotaph, a monument to those killed or wounded during the First World War, was unveiled in Whitehall in London during the first Peace Day celebration. In 1923, insulin was introduced as a treatment for diabetes. The manufacturers and medical professionals told the public that insulin would not cure diabetes, but would save many lives and alleviate suffering, which it certainly has done. In 1935, the first parking meter in the United States, invented by a man called Carlton McGee, was installed in Oklahoma City. And on this day in 1941, Winston Churchill is the first to use the two-finger V is for victory sign.
July 19th, 1941.
This is London.
It was late that evening that a BBC announcer read a message from Prime Minister Winston Churchill urging the people of Britain to use two extended fingers to form a V for victory sign.
This is Colonel Britton speaking. All over Europe, the V sign is seen by the Germans.
According to a follow-up BBC broadcast 1 week later, the hand signal, as well as the letter V itself, were already being used by the underground resistance in occupied Europe.
They see it chalked on the pavements, penciled on posters, scratched on the mudguards of German cars.
Nor was that all. The man calling himself Colonel Britton went on to demonstrate the sound of the letter V in Morse code.
Here's the letter V, the sign of victory, in Morse.
Three short knocks and one long. And he urged listeners to use it whenever they could.
If you call a waiter in a restaurant, call him like this. Hey, garçon.
A simpler time. In 1946, Marilyn Monroe's first screen test was shot on the set of Betty Grable's film Mother Wore Tights, but she had to wait until 1947 for her first role, which was a part in a movie called Dangerous Years. In 1956, the United States withdrew its offer of financial aid to Egypt to help with the construction of the Aswan Dam on the Nile River.
Border tension between Israel and her neighbours boiled over as the Israeli army attacked Egyptian-controlled Gaza, killing 38 Egyptian soldiers. The Gaza raid made Nasser determined to rapidly strengthen and modernize Egypt's army. Since the US wouldn't help, Nasser turned to the Soviet bloc and signed a major deal to purchase modern tanks and aircraft from communist Czechoslovakia. The deal was seen as a huge triumph across the Arab world. Nasser Nasser further antagonized America by establishing diplomatic relations with Communist China. For Eisenhower, chasing an alliance with Nasser was proving a major headache, and the US and British offer to fund the Aswan Dam was withdrawn. It was a move that would prove to have serious global repercussions that neither Britain nor America ever saw coming.
So that deal with the Soviets and the recognition of China was a contributing factor to the Suez Crisis later on in 1956. In 1958, on this day, East Germany released 9 Americans who'd been held prisoner since their helicopter strayed into East German airspace more than a month earlier. In 1966, the then 50-year-old singer Frank Sinatra married a 21-year-old actress, Mia Farrow, but it lasted only 2 years. Farrow later blamed the demise of the marriage on their age difference and said she was an impossibly immature teenager when she'd met and married Sinatra.
It was a funny thing because he invited me to see a screening of his movie.
Uh-huh.
And I went and I sat with him and we were watching the movie and I can't remember a thing about the movie but that we were holding hands.
Uh-huh.
And after the movie, he said, will you come back to Palm Springs with me? I'm flying back tonight on my own plane.
Oh, God.
And
oh,
I just God. Babbled. I said, oh, you know, I haven't got my pajamas and and I have this cat and he'll only eat baby food. Food and I, you know, thank you very much, and you know, I'm sorry about the hand holding. You know,
wow.
I thought I was forward, you know,
oh,
that
dear.
I shouldn't have done it. And he said, no, well, then come tomorrow if you're more comfortable, I'll send the plane for you. And I thought, you know, he's going to send the plane for me and the cat? This is incredible. So all that night, I said, okay. You know, and that night I just couldn't sleep at all. And the next morning I couldn't decide how many jars of cat food to bring. It's baby food. Because if I stay for the day, that was 2 jars. But if he thought I was going to stay overnight, then I'd have to bring 4 jars. And I brought 4 jars. It's like the boldest thing I ever did.
And that's Mia Farrow talking on the Howard Stern Show. Yeah, the two, Sinatra and Mia Farrow, remained firm friends until Sinatra's death. On this day in 1967, the Beatles were selected to represent the UK for the first ever global-wide satellite broadcast. The Beatles agreed to be shown in studio recording the song All You Need Is Love, which we played earlier in the week. On this day in 1978, President Carter announced that a multi-million dollar sale of the latest computer technology systems to the TASS news agency in Moscow would not be allowed to proceed. New export restrictions were also in place for other technologies that might be used to gain knowledge of the latest computer systems, including US oil-producing technology. This reflected a continuing decline in East-West relations.
In 1979, Afghanistan was already reeling from a violent coup. The new communist leader, Hafizullah Amin, had plans to westernize a largely Muslim country and quickly became the target of a widespread effort to remove him from power. None of this sat well with the USSR or its powerful chairman, Leonid Brezhnev, who feared that the uncertainty in Afghanistan would diminish the Kremlin's influence in Central Asia. Soviet troops arrived on Christmas Eve of 1979 to back the counterinsurgency and dug in for war.
Soviet troops were all over the place in Afghanistan today.
The action was met with condemnation from all around the globe. U.S. President Jimmy Carter issued an ultimatum.
And I have notified the Olympic Committee that with Soviet invading forces in Afghanistan, neither the American people nor I will support sending an Olympic team to Moscow.
So on this day in 1980, the Moscow Summer Olympics began, minus the United States and 64 other countries. On this day in 1981, in a private meeting with the US president at the time, Ronald Reagan, the French president, François Mitterrand, revealed the existence of the Farewell Dossier, a collection of documents showing the Soviet Union had been stealing American technological research and development. On this day in 1983, a skeleton of a hitherto unknown meat-eating dinosaur, which had been unearthed in Surrey, was unveiled to the media at the Natural History Museum in London. In 1989, a United Airlines DC-10 bound for Chicago crashed in Iowa as the pilot attempted to make an emergency landing. But over half the passengers survived the crash. In 1991, Mike Tyson was accused of the rape of Desiree Washington, a contestant at the Miss Black America pageant.
Mike Tyson charged today with rape, criminal deviant conduct, and confinement resulting from a complaint filed by an 18-year-old beauty contestant who claims the former heavyweight champion raped her on the night of July 19th in Indianapolis. Tyson refused to comment today on the grand jury indictment and remains in Las Vegas training for his November 8th title fight against heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield.
Tyson flew to Indianapolis late last month and voluntarily testified to the grand jury investigating panel, which Monday concluded there's sufficient evidence to prosecute him. Tyson's expected later this week to turn himself into authorities to be formally charged, post $30,000 bond, and have pre-trial and trial dates set. Tyson and the alleged victim were both in Indianapolis in July attending Black Expo.
The victim was led to believe that her meeting with Tyson was to be platonic. In fact, however, Tyson intended to have sexual relations with her. When she refused his advances, Tyson had forced non-consensual sex with the victim.
Tyson's promoter Don King called the indictment unfortunate, but maintains the fighter's innocence, while Tyson's attorney expressed similar sentiments while remaining confident of his client's innocence.
In February of 1992, Tyson was convicted of rape and received a 6-year sentence. On this day in 1996, Bosnian Serb president and a wanted war criminal, Radovan Karadzic, was forced out of office. Meanwhile, on that same day, exactly the same day in 1996, the Spice Girls made their debut on Top of the Pops with their single Wannabe, which gave them the first of 9 UK number ones.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.